From a job standpoint, the 1,700 workers at Horseshoe Cincinnati made it the largest of Ohio's four voter-approved casinos based on figures from last year. Add to that the dollars invested in the project, and you have a sizable impact on the economy so far. Kevin Klein is the casino's general manager.
Our payroll for our 1,700 employees that we hired was just under $53 million, in fact, $52.8 million to be exact. Our overall casino investment that we've shared publicly is $400 million for the specific project, $450 million all in.
Klein says 92% of the people hired were from the Cincinnati area, not to mention the business created for nearby hotels and restaurants and local vendors. But Klein also likes to look at the impact the casino has had on a more personal level.
We've changed people's lives and have folks who went from underemployed, unemployed, to now maybe making somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 a year and getting full benefits.
The local tourism industry is very pleased with the results. Dan Lincoln is the CEO of the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the casino generated 45,000 hotel room nights, and that doesn't include out-of-town visitors from Indianapolis, Columbus, Lexington, and Louisville.
So you're talking tens of thousands of room nights and 100,000 more visitors.
Lincoln says the casino has been a huge asset for Cincinnati. Considering the new competition from Racinos and, of course, the weather this winter, Klein says Horseshoe Cincinnati has been faring very well in the entire state market. Statistics from the Ohio Casino Control Commission show it generated more than $16.2 million in adjusted gross revenue in January. That was second highest among Ohio's four casinos that month. For the 10 months the casino was open last year, revenue topped $184.5 million after paying for winnings and promotions. I'm Mark Haney, 91.7 WVXU.